Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, right here on LA Talk Radio.
This is Dr. Michelle Cohen, and you are officially on the couch here live on LA Talk Radio, the world's most irreverent, cool, and entertaining talk radio show. How you doing? I'll tell you what, man. We're gonna just lay it all out today in terms of some of the approaches to using cognitive behavioral therapy. I know that sounds like, you know, you had therapy before and you did DBT or CBT and all that stuff to help you out, changing your thoughts to change your life. Well, when we do change our thoughts and who we are, we're changing a lot of things. Not only that, but we're changing our bodies physiologically when we start taking care of ourselves, lower anxiety, start thinking positive thoughts, things like that. You heard me interview Dr. Joe Dispenza on the show before, and I'm really a proponent of many of his concepts. Well, he's a neuroscientist. He knows what he's talking about. But today what we're going to be talking about is sort of some of the scientific laws of attraction facts. I just want to give you some ideas about basically what we think is sort of what we can create or change in our lives. It's not, I hate to use the word spiritual, but I'm a spiritual person. But it's not something out there that's mysterious, all right? It's not mystic, mysterious. It's not. It's real science. And, you know, if you're tuned into quantum theory, which is replacing Newtonian theory, of course, you'll know what I'm talking about. Before I get started, I invite you guys to call in 323-203-0815 if you'd like, if you have any questions, comments, shared experiences, or the most popular way of communicating with me during the show is just email me or text me. It's straightdoctalk@gmail.com, straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. You know the text, you regular listeners out there. Before I get started also, what I'd like you to do too is if you want to brush up on your physics of, as we call spirituality, you know, what's up with this law of attraction thing and all that, check out YouTube, specifically an interview with Vishen Lakhani. You know, he's the Mind Valley guy, right? You know Vishen Lakhani. He sponsors all of these amazing, brilliant people, like Dr. Joe Dispenza and, you know, all that. And Nassim Haramein. He is amazing. He is one of the top physicists right now, and he talks about in really humorous ways how he has been chastised by the community of physicists because he used the C word many times in his lectures. That's consciousness, and how consciousness relates to quantum physics. So you might want to just check that out as well. I mean, it's a must view because it's a small interview. It takes, you know, about a little over 30 minutes, but they're talking about how basically the law of attraction really equals quantum physics. That's what they're talking about. There's nothing mysterious or weird about it. It's science, basically. It's not weird science either. It's real science. It's the real deal. So check that out. And what else? So I'm going to also answer some questions today on the show. Some folks reached out to me at straighttalkdoc@gmail.com regarding some of their confusion around certain beliefs about relationships. So I thought what I'd do is get to that as well, because I wanted to dispel some of the fallacies that were associated with things in relationships. A lot of people have these, well, if I do this, this is what's going to happen, or if I don't, whatever. So we'll talk about that. I'm not, you know, I'm putting you down or anything like that, but we're going to dispel myths in regards to certain things in relationships. That's just what I would like to do. But first of all, let me just tell you, there's a whole thing in cognitive behavioral therapy about thinking positive thoughts. The more positive things we think that we can connect to emotionally, the better we feel, basically, the more we practice it through repetition and rehearsal. And of course, those neural patterns of positive thinking that fire together eventually wire together. So we'll have more neural patterns and we'll automatically go to those places, hopefully, when we wake up, fully awake, after our double jolt of energy drink, into beta consciousness. So here's some really cool quotes on changing our point of view. All right. So there's a little saying by Dr. Frederick Lanbridge. And he says, two men look out through the same bars, prison inmates. One sees the mud and one sees the stars. Okay. So, all right. So these are some real kind of choices that we make about the way we view things. Many of us have been through a lot of trauma. I talk to people every day who've had some really horrible upbringings. So how do they rid themselves of those self-deprecating thoughts and that sadness and the pain that they've experienced and just trying to function in the world today with, you know, being told that they were worthless or beat or even worse, sexually molested or whatever they had been through. How do I have a view today that's really positive? How can I get rid of those old memories that are so, you know, embedded in my mind and just kind of not let it interfere with relationships at work, in romantic life, in general, friends? How can I be a little healthier? So, we are always filled with choices in life. So you might opt to have a pessimist view, and that's sort of going to lead to a self-defeated life, or you may decide to take the optimist route and start sort of believing and seeing good things, that you are worthwhile. So why nurture an optimist point of view, huh? Why? Right now, why? Well, it's been linked to positive mood, good morale, academic, athletic, occupational, political, success if you're into that thing, popularity, good health, long life, less disease. This is all science stuff. Freedom from trauma, and that's the biggie. So it's optimists always expect the best in outcomes. Yes, we're human beings and we have to say, oh my God, what if? We always have to prepare for the worst. But if we keep always preparing for the worst, and this is what I find in a lot of patients I see who have what are called ruminations. I can't stop thinking about that. The what if, or oh my gosh, what if I get hit by a bus? What if the plane crashes? That's a biggie. What if he breaks up with me? What if she dumps me? What if, all the way down the line. Now, so you don't know the future necessarily unless you're a really good psychic. And even if you are, change it. Take some steps to change it. So the truth is that optimists are confronted with the same hard knocks of this world that pessimists are. But what differs is the way they explain their misfortune. It's actually the opposite way. So pessimists are always focusing on, oh my God, this happened to me. They're always focused on the past. This is very quantum as well. This is sort of a theme running through the show today. And we live in the past. We're going to have our future in the past. We've got to focus on the now and sort of create a future for ourselves. Fresh. Change our thoughts. Okay. So a lot of optimists believe defeat is just a temporary setback, and its causes are confined to just this one case. It's called compartmentalizing. Okay, so I had a bad day. Okay, so this happened. I can do this because I know that I can change my attitude. And I'm never going to say things will never get better. If I fail once, I know I'm going to fail again. Well, take that word out of your vocabulary. Yeah, teachers put F's on papers. I get that. I know that. But, I mean, you've got to take that the F word out of your I failed. No, you know what? The business really didn't do that well. And it's okay. Next. Well, that relationship failed. No, it didn't work out too well. Cheat, because that whole failure thing embraces who we are. And we feel like a failure. We take things in. Okay. Or if I experience misfortune in one part of my life, it's going to happen my whole life. Oh my God, I have bad luck. I hear this all the time. I have such bad luck. And I say to folks, stop saying that. Stop it right now. This moment forward, going on in your life, you will never say ever again, we have to make a pact. I'm not so mean when I'm with patients. I'm really not. I'm meaner on the air here. But I say from this time forward, you and I are going to make a pact that you will never say that again. Yeah, okay? I have such bad luck. Stop. Get rid of it. Okay? And when the going gets tough, we have to deal with hurdles in our present life. And we have stuff from the past. Optimists get tougher. Okay? They typically maintain higher levels of subjective well-being during times of stress than folks who are less optimistic. How? They relax. They chill out their thoughts. They focus on the good things in their life. They focus on loving themselves or even liking themselves. That's step one there. They try to not be defensive. They recognize what their triggers are because it's based on their own self-esteem of who they are. They persevere. They're patient. Okay? Optimists are healthier and they live longer. Proven scientifically. Read about it in research. You know? Simple pleasures and a positive outlook can cause a measurable increase in body's ability to fight disease. Science. Real. Our cells are every billionth of a second continually rejuvenating. And where it goes wrong is when we send those fear chemicals into our bloodstream. Those immune fighting, fight or flight chemicals. But if we're in that place constantly or on a daily basis, and those fight or flight chemicals are spewing into our consciousness, we're going to get sick. Oh, I have pain. Oh, my God, I'm achy. I get colds all the time. You know, I feel my heart racing all the time. Yeah, it's just better for you to try to find some kind of and I know this scares a lot of people. They go, meditation? Do I have to just like go into a shrine and go home? No. No, you find a relaxing group of things to tell yourself. You listen to music that's calm, whatever, and just focus on one thing. Transcendental meditation is great for that. You learn how to, it's very easy to do. Learn a mantra. Focus on that. Calm yourself down several times a day. Breathe. Don't ever feel stuck like you can never get out of anything. And those are some ideas of the way that, you know, optimists flourish. Okay. This is Dr. Michelle Cohen, and I'm answering some of your questions here from straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. I appreciate you guys so much tuning in here. And if you'd like to email me, you have a question or comment about your experiences with being more optimistic or some cognitive behavioral therapies that have helped you, you know, which sort of help you dispel some of those unhealthy, false, negative beliefs. You sort of challenge yourself and look at the brighter side. And again, as I just read, the more you do that, the more it becomes real in your life. So let's talk about making it real in your life. So I have so many questions from people about what is this law of attraction stuff that you talk about or your guests talk about a lot. If you do some research, it's sort of based on physics. You know, some people spin it a different way. Some people spin it, you know, with like Esther Hicks. And I love the way she beautifully speaks about it. But she has her own language. She doesn't speak physics language. It's a little too, you know, complicated and a little gets a little boring sometimes. But I mean, just plain and simple, there are scientific law of attraction facts. Okay. As far back as 391 BC, the famous Greek philosopher Plato noted that likes tend towards likes. Okay. As you know, this is really close to the slogan, like attracts like. Yeah, that's the law of attraction.
Like attracts like.
Negative attracts negative, which encapsulates the key message in the law of attraction. And as I just thought, another scientific law is the power of positive thinking, which I was just really talking about, optimists versus pessimists, has support in medical journals. Goes way, way, way back. One prominent example of scientific support for the law of attraction, if you check it out, it's in the Yonsei Medical Journal back in 2007, Yonsei Medical Journal. Google it, 2007. It's Korean journal, and these guys are on it. Yeah. So the researchers, Ji Young Jong, found that there was a strong connection between positive thinking and overall life satisfaction in the population. So that echoes the sentiments of scholars who suggest positive thinking exercises as a way to boost potential of attracting more of what you want. Now, again, it's not, ooh, spiritual, metaphysical stuff. It's science stuff. And let's face it, you know, I'm doing a lot of body language analysis these days. And if you project a positive face and positive body language even out there into the universe, more people come to you feeling safer. That's science. Okay. I'm not even talking about what's going on in your brain when you're feeling positive. Your whole body, your whole entity becomes more positive and you project it out there into the universe. So it's really important to focus on that as well. So the authors of the Medical Journal article noted that, quote, these findings offer promise of positive thinking as an approach for psychological interventions designed to promote life satisfaction. Okay. And neurologists also know that visualization creates a better future. Here's more science. There's a place called the Wellcome Trust Center for Neuroimaging and the Institute of Neurology in London. And they've all discovered that folks who visualize a better future are more likely to be able to bring that future in existence. And this is what the law of attraction tells us. So it says that daily, vivid mental images of a better life or the things you would like, I'm talking about a little more realistic things, peacefulness, whatever you'd like, though, in terms of if you want a nicer home or you want whatever it is, a romantic relationship or you want a better job. Vivid mental images of a better situation that you would like can draw what you want towards you. The publication documented their findings that said, quote, the ability to construct a hypothetical scenario in one's imagination before it actually happens, can afford greater accuracy in predicting its eventual outcome. So what does that mean? Our brain doesn't know the difference between sitting in a room and meditating and feeling that we're laying on that perfect beach in our favorite part of the world. Our brain doesn't know the difference between if we recreate it in this office, whatever, wherever you're sitting, or your car. I don't want you to close your eyes and recreate that, but you know what I'm saying. The more vivid you concentrate on a place, let's say, beautiful place, beautiful beach. I have my beach. I know which one I'm thinking about, on the big island of Hawaii. It's in a oasis. The blue sky, vividly, the sand, feel the sand, the warmth. If you go there in your mind and you're sitting in an office and you're completely enmeshed in that thought, and then you go to the beach next week, your brain does not know the difference between you being in the office and you being in the sand on that actual beach. That's it. Also in science, psychologists support the use of affirmations. It's another key tool in your supposed law of attraction arsenal. Okay. One researcher at the University of Exeter has published on constructive repetitive thought. Do you get it that I keep saying the word repetitive here? Repetition and rehearsal. You need to repeat these positive things every day. First thing when you get up, if you can. Like Dr. Joe Dispenza says, don't get up. Don't grab. Sure, you can grab your coffee if you need to. Okay. Don't jump on your computer and start looking at your social media. Don't get on your cell phone and start going through all that. Don't do it. Get your coffee, whatever you need, your tea, your water. Close your eyes and just be grateful. Okay? And do this every day. Whenever you can. Thank you for the smallest things. Thank you for this amazing cup of coffee. Thank you that the fact that I woke up today. Thank you. So all of these positive things that you fill your brain with become habitual, bringing more neural patterns that are one and the same. So they found that people who consistently tell themselves that they can meet a goal are more likely to secure a positive outcome. And affirmations, positive things, are proven to help with recovery from trauma, improve anticipatory planning. You know, when we ruminate and we fear, gets rid of fears, basically. And it aids in treatment for depression. And of course, like I said a little earlier, it boosts physical health. Okay. All right. Also, a little bit more information here because I'm really laying it on you like the simple way. But if you really want to get into it, Google the law of attraction and physics, how it all works. Get a real deal. Don't get one of these websites. It's like, and no, I'm not putting people down at all, but Get some scientific websites, okay? All right. Also, in how the scientific law of attraction is really working in the world is mirror neurons. Mirror neurons. You know what that is? Well, a large part of the law of attraction is learning how to be an open, happy person who kind of vibrates on a high frequency. That's another way of saying you're thinking good thoughts. The more thoughts you think, the more you create in your brain, the more you feel better, the more you look better, the more you open up to other people. It's just all the way it is. It induces a positive response in others. So the way in which we spread good attitudes toward other people and attract kindness, generosity, and success can be partly explained with reference to what are called the mirror neurons. In other words, neurons in our brain that mirror the behavior we observe. Right? In other words, when somebody sees you just being very positive, you're smiling, right? The same response is mirrored in the brain of the observer. Usually. I mean, we all have bad days. The observer may have a stomach ache, or they may have just had some bad news, or they're having a bad day, or they're stressed, and you smile at them, and they're like in the zone, or they give you a smirk. That's okay. The more you radiate positivity, people read you, and they feel safe with you. And they like you. This can draw them to act positively towards you as well. So, also studies on the amygdala, the brain's emotional center, shows that we induce feelings of fear and anxiety in others if we are fearful or anxious. Mirror neurons. And people can read our body language. The fearful stuff. Okay, you guys out there who are trying to date, try to meet people, yeah, you can't tell online, you can't tell from text, you can't tell from talking on the phone. Well, you can sort of tell by the tone of someone's voice. But when you actually look at someone face to face and you can meet them, you need time to read them. Okay, so if somebody's nervous, you're going to feel a little nervous. You're going to feel that vibe. If you're chill, relaxed, and you feel pretty good about who you are, you're going to put that out there too. Okay? Negative thinking can prevent success, well-being, love, human connection. It all follows the way we approach others as well. And geneticists show that limiting beliefs are inherited. Now, I want you to hear this. This is really heavy stuff because what I'm finding more and more in my practice is that you should not feel guilty for your limiting beliefs. Oh, I'm not good enough. I only have this. I'm never going to make enough money. I'll never find the right partner. I always attract the bad boy. Who cheats on me? I always attract crazy women. Okay, you know what I'm saying right now. But what you have to do is work on identifying the limiting beliefs and then change them. So cutting-edge genetic research is showing that why we shouldn't blame ourselves for the negative beliefs that can stop us from manifesting things we want and creating things and reaching out into the universe and being sending those resumes out and following up. Can't just do it all in your head. You've got to do some action too. This was really cool, actually. They had this research in Atlanta that some of these scientists at Atlanta Research Institute have found that when when mice associated with the scent of cherry blossom with an electric shock, they became so sensitive to that scent that they actually passed their fear to their offspring through their genetic code. Yes, of course. If you look at the DSM-5 right now, you know, they talk about prevalence, and you know, if your parent has major anxiety or generalized anxiety sometimes, you have a chance of inheriting it. Absolutely. This means that even the mice that did not experience a shock are going to fear the scent of cherry blossom. Scary stuff, huh? And also mirror neurons. When we live in an environment growing up and we're always told that you better look out, you better watch out, life's tough, I don't know if you're smart enough. Yeah, you better do this, you have to do that. All this fear that is passed along to us sometimes, you know, that's a bad thing. So what I want you guys to really think about limiting beliefs and how they're inherited. Now, don't go to blame it. And, oh my God, my mother had anxiety, that's why I'm so freaking anxious all the time. Don't do that. Just notice it. Notice the environment you were in. Notice you may have inherited some anxiety. Just notice that. Okay. So, you know, you have certain beliefs that are holding you back. If your environment was negative, you're going to buy into those beliefs that may be holding you back, but you're not solely responsible for them. But you do have the power to overcome them. Okay? So that's sort of what's going on with some scientific laws of attraction facts. I gave you six there. I gave you six. All right, I've got a special treat for you right now, guys. I'm so glad because I asked him to call in and share some of his wisdom with us because he's my favorite host. A little prejudice here on LA Talk Radio is Davey from his radio show every Sunday at 1 p.m. Dave's Good Vibration Station. Davey, are you there? Hey, there you are, man.
Oh, Doc Michelle, I am humbled and honored, to say the least. You always make me blush every time. I don't even know what to say. You give me such a warm and welcoming and loving, compassionate intro. Mm. I feel like I have a lot to live up to over here.
Oh no! Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Davey.
How are you doing today, Doc? Thank you so much. For having me on the show. By the way, I absolutely love coming on your show. I you know, always cherish and appreciate all opportunities that I have to, you know, share the message and speak on any form of media, social media outlet. But coming on your show, On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, every Friday at 11 on LA Talk Radio, is hands down my favorite.
Thank you.
Show to participate on with, and I love you.
I love you, Davey. So I'm talking.
How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm great. And especially since you called in, we're awesome. We're feeling good together. High vibes as always. And we have to make a pact for you to get on the show more often because you are one of the most. Can I just say something? Thank you for being one of the most inspirational millennials on the planet. Especially, you know, I'm telling you, with your Instagram. With the social media you do, all the amazing things you do for people out there to help inspire them, lift them up.
Goodness.
You're doing everything that I was talking about at the beginning of the show here. You're you know, helping people with the law of attraction principles and just things that make them feel better and will elevate their consciousness into a higher level. And I just so appreciate what you share and the amazing memes and the videos that you spread. You're a superstar. You are a leader in the millennial march for higher consciousness. That's who you are, man. So can you just shoot out for the listeners some ways that people can get more information about you and
absolutely. Let me catch my breath first because I'm feeling overwhelmed with love.
it was that triple shot energy. Yeah. I've seen those triple shot energy drinks you bring in the studio. It was that. I know.
You know what? I'm trying to move away from those and get closer to the pulp or the coconut coconut water with pulp.
God, you see what I'm talking about? Come on now. I can't do that. I got to jam my caffeine. Come on now. What are you talking about? Anyway,
I just want to say thank you so much, Doc. Dr. Michelle, you truly are amazing. And you've taught me so much about the human experience. And you've taught me so much about just myself and more than I could ever express. So coming from you and those thoughts truly mean the world. Listen up, guys. If you do want to participate in high vibration consciousness, simply what that means is if you want to invest a little energy into learning how to live a happier, healthier, wealthier, wiser, more abundant, luxurious, pretty much all around exciting, inspirational, motivational, empowered lifestyle. That's what it's all about. Mm. You can check out my I wouldn't say it's personal, but it is my personal page, but not really. It's the personal business page. We'll put it that way. And it's a community organization that I've created. It's called Divine Mind Tribe. You can check it out on Instagram, just at divine.mind.tribe. And then, as you guys know, believe it or not, Dr. Michelle and I are doing a social media campaign together. And I wasn't going to say anything. I was going to wait until this Sunday to launch the information on our social media campaign. But I'm just going to let people know right now, since they're already listening to your show, check it out, guys. Make sure to follow the Consciousness Doctor. Mm. The.consciousness.doctor.
Thank you.
Now, this is Dr. Michelle's Instagram, but we were talking, and although Dr. Michelle stays very clearly within the boundaries of not crossing over into too much spirituality, into too much, physics and quantum stuff, you know, being integrated into your, obviously, psychological practice, you keep it, to the body language, to the media. But what is so cool about you, Doc, and the reason why you are number one, my absolute favorite, not only psychologist on the planet, but literally person on the planet, is because you don't even know it. But everywhere you go, and I've seen the people around you, I've done my own observations, everywhere we go together or everywhere that you go and I'm with you and I've seen you and the way people interact with you, you raise the vibration of every single human being that you come into contact with. Mm. And that is why you are an angel.
Wow.
And I love you. This show isn't a fluff love show. This is true. This is like, I actually love and cherish Dr. Michelle with all my heart because she has no idea how much of an impact she has. And that's when you know a true leader. Is when they walk into a room and they don't even intend to light it up, but they do it anyway.
Oh,
and that's
you.
What you do every single time, even on the air. Oh. You're making people happy right now. So, Doc, talk to me.
Thank you.
We love each other, like to the moon and back.
I know.
And
thank you, Davey.
You are totally the divine, maternal, divine, feminine figure that I have always asked for in my life, and that I am beyond blessed to have.
You're so sweet,
if it wasn't
honey.
For you, I wouldn't you know, we wouldn't be doing these campaigns and inspiring a lot of people.
Right.
We touch, just to let you guys know, between Dr. Michelle and I, you know, we were just for fun doing the math, and we were looking around. We touch roughly about 750,000 people a week. You know, this is not kudos, or this is in no way, shape, or form an expression of ego. This is just factual number stuff, and we are here to help, to raise the vibration, to assist you in realizing more of who you are. So that's all. I'm going to end it at that.
Well, beautifully said, Davey. And and again, guys, don't forget to listen to Dave's Good Vibration Station, his amazing guests. And he's all about raising your consciousness. Sundays here on LA Talk Radio at 1 p.m. 1 p.m. That's Pacific time, not Eastern time. Pacific time. Okay. But, Davey, thank you. So you're, I'm just, thank you for your beautiful comments. And I love you right back at you. You know that. And, you know,
of course.
You know, it's just, I have a question for you because, I mean, you are, again,
let's get into it. I love it.
You are one of the leading influencers and in your generation that they call millennials, whatever. I don't know if I like that or not, millennials, but it is what it is. And you really,
I don't like to be labeled.
Yeah,
whatever.
I hear you. I know, because you know why? Because you are an old soul, so you're not necessarily, you were born in this millennium.
Oh,
but you
I appreciate that.
Yeah, quantumly speaking. You've been here before several times. That's why you're back, to make it better, right?
Yes. Yeah, definitely. Well, I can tell you I've been here before. Yep.
I know.
Have those experiences.
Oh boy.
Seen the past life stuff. But let's go. Yeah,
okay.
Let's hear more.
Why?
As of you.
All right. Okay. You always tell me.
I want to know the question.
All right. You always tell me. Well, is there a janitor in your office or something? Sounds like he's taking out the trash. I was listening to another radio show last night, and this guy was on the air. And he had a janitor.
He had
a janitor vacuuming in his studio, and you could hear him emptying the trash, and the guy was just kept talking. You know, and it was hilarious. I mean, he did it on purpose, you know, but it was just, it was so cool. I was just wondering, because it kind of is like hitting on the mic here. And I'm like, well, you got that janitor. Kick him out of there.
You know what? I'm going to get out of here. I'll get in a quiet space.
No worries. No, it's fine. I'm kidding. I'm kind of kidding.
I am actually, I'll share with you very, very briefly. I really want to get to the question because we have a few minutes left here.
Yeah.
I'm in my backyard sanctuary.
Ooh.
Where there's bird cages and trees and flowers and fruit trees. And so I'm sitting in my little backyard sanctuary, just connecting. I'm earthing, which is where
you put
your bare feet into the ground, into the grass or into the dirt.
Mm-hmm.
So while we're speaking, I'm just sitting in the love of Pachamama.
Oh, I love that. Oh, you're the best, man. I was just talking about how important it was to, you know, first thing in the morning, wake up and, you know, you can get your coconut. I'll grab my coffee, but don't do anything. Don't go to your phone. Don't go to your computer. Don't check your social media. Go outside like you're doing right now and just calm your thoughts and think about good things in your life. Give gratitude. That's the biggie when you wake up in the morning. That's it. Gentle. Gently slipping out of that, like theta and then into alpha and then slamming into beta consciousness. So that leads me to my question here for you.
Beautiful.
Everybody says that we have to sort of get rid of our ego in order. Oh, that bird is so nice. I love that.
Oh.
Anyway, nice background. Oh. We have to get rid of
is
that.
It disturbing?
No, I love it. I love the bird. Love the bird. So we have to get rid of our ego in order to get out.
Not
of
necessarily
the,
get rid.
Finish
the question.
Okay.
Yeah, finish the question.
How do we, and I'm not talking about chemicals, okay, chemically induced states or anything. How do we practice to get out of our own ego? And why is it important to kind of break through our ego to be on a higher level, you know, of consciousness, to where we're happier people, to where we can connect with everyone on a simple, loving basis? I mean, this is like the beginning.
Right.
How do we get rid of this ego? in the spiritual community?
I'm so glad you asked.
All right.
That's so beautiful.
Thank you.
All right. So it's a very loaded question, but...
Yeah, sorry about that.
No, I love it. I love loaded questions because there's a lot to them, but there's also a way to explain it very simply. Here's the thing. And I learned this information from, number one, going on my own journeys of self-discovery, mm-hmm. of meditating, working mm-hmm. with, in my opinion, people that I would be, that I would consider bodhisattvas, which uh-huh. are masters of consciousness. Mm-hmm. People that have proved to me that they have the ability to access much higher levels of consciousness, much more malleable levels of things that I have seen that you would look at and say that is only available in a sci-fi movie. And I would say, no, it's not. It's mm-hmm. real as shit. And you're staring at it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
what I mean by that is everything that we perceive in our realities is a direct holographic projection of our consciousness.
Mm. Okay.
That is that how do I say this? that has an operating system that lies within a matrix. So just like a computer mm-hmm. has its own matrix.
Right.
It has its own operating right. system. That computer has certain computers have more processing power than others.
Yeah.
You can purchase GPUs and increase your processing power, okay? So the brain works like a computer, but here's where the ego comes in, okay? So the brain is a receiving and transmitting mechanism. We already know that.
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But the ego acts as, number one, the ego, first of all, it's not about getting rid of the ego. People way misunderstand that it's not about destroying the ego. If you destroy the ego, then you can't relate to anything. If you just and I have met people that have gone way off the deep end and literally destroyed their ego through mostly way overuse and misuse of psychedelic medicine, which then turns into a drug.
Right.
The only difference between a medication and a drug is the usage of it and your intention behind it, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So
just not to, you know, interrupt you, we got a couple of minutes. I just maybe some tips about how people can sort of be a little bit more in tune with others out there in the world and lose their own, I guess, narcissistic ego.
Beautiful. So here is, in my mind, one of the most beneficial practices. Okay. Number one, breath, breathe. Do you know, on a quantum level, God, source, creation, universe, prime oversoul, whatever you want to call it, is in the breath. It's in everything. It's in the air. It's in our body. It's in everything. Source, creation, the energy of creation is it everywhere, everything at all times, right? It is omnipresent.
Yeah.
We are an extension of that creation.
Mm.
But just because we are an extension of that creation does not mean we are limited to accessing just a portion of it. Within the creator and creation are one. Creator has the ability of creation, and creation has the ability to access all of creator. So with that said, ego acts as a dimensional film, as a dimensional layer between source, between pure consciousness and
that's
the physical realm.
That's the field of physics.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
So what we can do to get a handle on our ego, and I know we're wrapping up now.
We're wrapping up, baby.
We don't want to destroy our egos. We want to get a handle on our egos. We want to develop a healthy relationship between the ego and the source, just like the yin and the yang. There's a reason why it's black with a white dot and then white with a black dot. All you guys got to do, focus on your breathing. Ask yourselves, is this serving me to my highest joy? If it's not serving you in your highest joy and you're doing it out of ego. You're doing it because you're worried of a response. You are afraid of a consequence or whatever. Whatever it might be, do it out of honesty. It's very simple. The way to get a handle on your ego is to be honest with yourself first and everybody else around you. Mm. Once you learn to be honest, no matter how difficult it is to tell that person, mm-hmm. that's the first step to managing the relationship between your higher power and your ego is honesty.
Mm, that's beautiful.
Lying and being dishonest feeds the ego like crazy.
Yeah.
So be honest, guys. Breathe deep. Every time you breathe, imagine that golden white light, whatever colors come to you, violet, blue, purple, yellow, green, whatever. Right?
Beautiful.
So breathe in, visualize the light, and be honest. Just be honest. It's so easier to be honest up front than to lie and get caught and have a whole thing afterwards. We've all done it before.
That's right.
Just be honest.
Oh, beautiful. And don't forget.
Sorry, I took 2 minutes.
No worries. No, don't forget to love that which you are. You know? That's part of it.
Yes.
Hey, Davey, thank you so much for being on the show and for calling me. I love it when you call in. Let's do this again soon, okay?
Definitely. I can't wait, Doc.
Okay.
And, I'm looking forward to having you hopefully on the show this Sunday
Great.
Dave's Good Vibration Station.
1 p.m. Pacific time. All right. Thanks a lot, Davey. Love ya.
Woo! Bye-bye. Love it. You're the best, Doc. Thanks for everything.
All right. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
I love that boy. Okay, divine.mind.tribe on Instagram. Check it out. All right, guys, be back next week. We're going to be talking about, I'm going to fill in with more relationship stuff. I wanted to get to that, but thought it was important to pull Master Davey on for a little bit. Have a good one. Bye-bye. This is Dr. Michelle.